Chapter 18. Come up here. I was in a soaking worship service, and the presence of the Lord was very strong. Someone had just prayed for me that I would be free from the spirit of rejection, and that it would no longer move down through the generations, and that the veil would be lifted for me to truly experience the love that the Father has for me. That seed prayer set the stage for what happened next. Have you ever felt like when you sing the song, "Jesus loves me, this I know," or read the words, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," that the words just bounce off? That it is only head knowledge? It just doesn't sink down into your heart? I felt that way for years. I knew about God's love, but I still felt so unworthy, so rejected, so unloved. It just was not real for me. I was not experiencing the love of God in my life. In the spirit, I saw myself as a young woman, and I was lying on the curb of the sidewalk crying. It was raining, and I was shivering and cold. The enemy, Hasatan, came along and threw a nasty, stinky, filthy coat onto me to bring some measure of protection against the elements. Then I saw a trap door from heaven open up. It was like a trap door that you see in the ceiling of a house that leads up to the attic. But this trap door was in the sky. I saw a huge hand come down through the trap door, and I heard the whisper of the Holy Spirit say to me, "Come up here." The hand picked me up by the scruff of my collar. Then he said, "You can't take that coat with you. It does not belong in heaven." The hand then took the coat off of me and threw it into the gutter. He asked me, "Do you want to know what that coat is?" "No, what is it?" The Lord answered me, "It's a coat of rejection. You have been wearing it for many years." I heard the Lord whisper to me, "Do you want to know where this all started? Do you want to get to the root of it?" I answered, "Yes, show me." He brought to my mind how I had gotten kicked to the curb through the divorce. I had been a woman put away. That was the trauma door where the unclean spirit of rejection got in. Rejection is one of the most painful human emotions a person can experience. It is not just an emotion. It is actually a demonic spirit. A prayer of deliverance is what gets it out. So once the coat was cast aside, the hand picked me up by the scruff of the neck, like how you pick up a puppy by the scruff of the neck, and I went up into the heavenly realm. The Lord spoke to me and said, "I have a new garment for you to wear." He then handed me a beautiful white linen garment to put on. He said, "This garment also has a name. It is called Accepted in the Beloved." I put it on. Then Yeshua scooped me up into his arms and carried me the way a man carries his bride across the threshold into their new home. I leaned my head upon his shoulder and silently trembled and wept and trembled and wept. I felt so unworthy. Waves of love poured over me. He held me a long time until the trembling and weeping stilled, and I was secure in the love he has for me. I was in a puddle of tears through the entire time that this open vision was rolling out before me. Wave after wave after wave of love hit me and moved through me deep inside. He said to me, "Never put on the coat of rejection again. You are to wear this linen garment, Accepted in the Beloved." It was truly an encounter with the heart of Jesus that I will never forget. It took my breath away.